This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Britain's Foreign Secretary James Cleverly told Sky News on Sunday it's incredibly difficult to deliver aid to Libya, which was hit by flooding that killed more than 11,000 people.
Just at the tail end of last week, I was speaking with the Turkish Foreign Minister and Defense Minister about what more we could do as an international coalition to support them. But the governance situation in Libya makes it incredibly difficult.
The oil-rich country has been divided between rival administrations since 2014, with an internationally recognized government in Tripoli and a rival authority in the east where the disaster happened. The general in command of Ukraine's ground forces said on Sunday Ukrainian forces had recaptured the eastern village of Klishivka on the southern flank of Bakhmut, which the Russians claimed control of in January. Ukraine's interior minister also confirmed on Telegram the village was recaptured in heavy fighting. It's several kilometers north of Andriivka, which was recaptured earlier this week. Both settlements were substantially destroyed in months of fighting for Bakhmut. North Korean leader Kim Jong-un is on his way home from Russia at the end of a six-day trip that triggered global concerns about weapons transfer deals. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
Kim began his journey back aboard his armored train from Russia's Far East, following a farewell ceremony at a train station, according to Russian media. It was Kim's second summit meeting with Putin. A previous meeting with him took place in Vladivostok in April 2019, 2 months after Kim's high-stakes nuclear diplomacy with the then US President Donald Trump fell apart. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
This is VOA News. World leaders meet Monday at the United Nations in a bid to salvage ambitious promises to lift the planet's poorest at a time when vulnerable nations are facing a volley of crises. But the development summit on the eve of the annual UN General Assembly that opens Tuesday threatens to be eclipsed by growing geopolitical tensions, which will be symbolized by the presence at the meeting in New York of Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky. Many indoor farms in the U.S. are shutting down as their businesses struggle. So why are more being built? AP correspondent Julie Walker reports.
Indoor farm Eden Green Technologies' Jacob Portillo says there are winners and losers in any industry.
For us, I think that especially as sustainable as we're trying to be, the sustainable competitors, I think, are going to start winning.
Plant physiologist Tom Kimmerer says there are better ways to provide food locally and extend the growing season outdoors.
There's a huge opportunity to invest in traditional farming to increase productivity, reduce the carbon footprint of farming.
Meanwhile, supermarket Kroger says it's expanding its availability of vertically farmed produce. I'm Julie Walker.
Comedian and actor Russell Brand has denied any criminal wrongdoing. As British media reported on Saturday, four women had accused him of sexual assaults, including rape, during a seven-year period when he was at the height of his fame. Reuters correspondent Diane Tao reports.
Comedian and actor Russell Brand faces allegations of rape, sexual assault, and emotional abuse spanning 7 years at the peak of his fame. The claims against the former husband of U.S. singer Katy Perry emerged from a joint investigation by Britain's The Times and the Sunday Times newspapers, as well as the Channel 4 TV documentary show Dispatches.
What I seriously refute...
Hours before the first newspaper report was published online on Saturday, the 48-year-old posted on social media a preemptive denial to unspecified, very serious criminal allegations.
Reuters correspondent Diane Tao. The United Auto Workers strike against three major U.S. major automakers entered its third day on Sunday with no immediate resolution on the horizon. Union negotiators and representatives of General Motors, Ford, and Stellantis were set to resume talks starting Sunday, following the start of the most ambitious U.S. industrial labor action in decades. The coordinated strike comes at a time when Americans' approval of labor unions are at their highest point in decades, even as membership in unions remains largely unchanged. Find more at voanews.com. I'm Joe Ramsey.